What to expect, timeline. After diagnosis, personalised care and support plan based on holistic needs assessment. Carried out by a cancer nurse specialist, CNS, allied health professional, AHP, or cancer support worker. You and your GP surgery should be given a copy of this care plan. Then, contact from GP surgery. Invitation and information sharing letter or phone call taking place in the first 3 months following your diagnosis. After treatment, end of treatment summary, created by your cancer team and sent to you and your GP surgery following a treatment review. And personalised care and support plan based on holistic needs assessment, carried out by a cancer nurse specialist, CNS, allied health professional, AHP, or cancer support worker. You and your GP surgery should be given a copy of this care plan. Please note, if you find you haven't received one or all of these interventions during your cancer pathway, please contact the appropriate clinician or organisation, that is, your GP surgery, your cancer nurse specialist CNS, allied health professional AHP, or cancer support worker. Then, cancer care review, carried out by a GP or a practice nurse, taking place in the first 12 months following your diagnosis. Then, living with and beyond cancer. Cancer quality of life survey, sent electronically or in a letter from NHS England, 18 months after initial diagnosis. At the end of the survey, you will receive a patient summary of needs, which you can share with your GP surgery team. And health and wellbeing information and support. This is verbal or written information and signposting, or invitations to wellbeing education webinars or support groups. It is provided throughout your cancer pathway by your cancer team, GP surgery, or cancer information centre. You can find a wide range of support services in your local area by visiting www.cancercaremap.org. Timeline chart developed by Southeast London Cancer Alliance.